Hi, Eric.
Speaking.
Hi, Eric. This is Elias calling from the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke the other day, and you told me to give you a call back in a couple of days. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah?
What was this regarding?
I just wanted to get in touch with you to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you a couple weeks back. It looks like
I'm not interested.
Okay. Do you guys not have anything in the pipeline coming up that you might need financing for? Maybe some new equipment?
No. Try back in about a month and a half, 2 months.
Okay. Is there any reason for that? Like, maybe you guys want to bring in some new equipment towards the end of the year here?
We don't do any equipment or anything. You know, I make movies. So I don't, anything I get, I rent.
Oh, okay. Okay. What would you, by any chance, need the financing for? Would you just need some extra capital to help you out?
Well, I'm getting ready to do a sequel to a film that I have out now.
Okay.
But I haven't got it all organized yet, so in about a month and a half. But I'm probably going to do a crowdfunding for it. I'm not going to go traditional route.
Okay, that sounds good. There's definitely a market for that, right? Everybody's kind of doing the whole Kickstarter thing, but how much were you looking for, just by chance?
Probably around 800,000.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, like, how much were your gross annual sales from last year, and kind of what are you tracking this year?
The film that I've got out now is bringing in very little. I'm only distributing it on the internet. So it's, but, you know, I spent very little on it to begin with, so.
Okay. What's it called, if you don't mind me asking?
Asmodeus.
Asmodeus. Mm-hmm. Huh. I'll check it out.
There's a trailer on YouTube, and it's available on Amazon, and it's got its own website, AsmodeusMovie.com.
Okay.
It was designed to be produced and marketed on the internet, so it's doing what I planned on doing. It's and the only way that'll work is if you do it for a very low budget and four or five of them, so that there's a steady stream of income coming from each film.
Yeah, what kind of...
You're not going to get rich on it, but it brings in money on a monthly basis.
Yeah, that's all anybody wants, right? What's it about?
It's a horror film.
Oh, that's...
Designed for young teenage girls between 18 and 24.
Ah, that's awesome. I'll definitely check it out. I'm always looking for a good horror film.
It's not your typical guy horror film. Most guys don't like it because there's not enough blood and guts in it. It's designed for girls.
Okay, here's the thing. Have you seen the movie The Babadook?
Well, I remember that film. When I released my movie at a theater, The Babadook was playing also.
That movie is really intense. It's a lot more psychological than most horror films that I've seen. I ended up enjoying it a lot. Is your film kind of leaning more towards the psychological, or is it just kind of like frightening?
It's take a look at the trailer. The trailer is on YouTube. It's called the official Asmodeus movie trailer 2015. It'll kind of give you an idea. It's about a home for wayward girls. It's a halfway house for female felons, and it's run by this woman named Sister Mary.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's cool. I will definitely check this out.
And it's on Amazon, Asmodeus, or you can go to www.asmodeusmovie.com.
Oh, that's rad. Okay, I will. A couple more questions, though, if you don't mind me asking. Do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year, just so I can get a picture of what we might be able to do for you in a month?
Well, I didn't start distributing it until the end of last year, so it's really too early to tell. And the way it's going this year, I'm probably not going to bring in more than, $600-$700, maybe $1,000 on it. It's on the internet, the movie is selling for $295.
Okay.
And it's got to be comparable to other kinds of movies that sell for the same price. So originally I had it up to about $1,295, and I realized that wasn't working. So at $295, anybody can afford to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, So, and it's, you know, anytime I market it, people look at it. So sometimes I'll go a month without doing any marketing or advertising on it. And then sometimes I'll do a lot in a month. So it just depends. So I'm kind of still experimenting with it because releasing movies on the internet is kind of a new thing.
Foregoing
theatrical release.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I didn't do theatrical is because there's no names in it. It's all unknowns. I wanted the film to look real. And, you know, so I hired unknown actors who've acted before on movies, but they don't have a name. So that's what I was looking for, and that's what I did. So.
Okay. Well, do you know how much revenue that brought in for you?
I won't know till the end of the year, because like I said, okay. I just started marketing it towards the
that's
end
right,
of last
yeah.
year.
Did you have any revenue from last year?
About $400 or $500.
Okay. Well, Bill, if you want, I know it's coming up in a month. I can send you the app today. If you want to fill it out, I'll tell you the results by Monday, and that way we can kind of paint a picture of what we might be able to do for you for that month. And then until you need it, it's just going to kind of like just wait. And we're not going to change anything or anything like that. It's not going to be like, oh, this is only offered now. We don't do that kind of stuff. We can hold on to that. And when you need the money, you can get the money. But we can just kind of work with you on that one. How's that sound?
That sounds okay. That's
yeah.
fine.
Okay. And it's really simple. All I need is the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and then the first two pages of your last year's tax return. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Do you take a lot of credit cards by any chance?
I don't. People who buy the film, on the internet you have an aggregator. So my distributor, who actually puts it out there, takes credit cards. I don't.
Okay, so you don't have any merchants.
And even on Amazon and my sales on Amazon, it's, you know, people who buy it off of Amazon, and then Amazon sends me the money. So I don't have to take any credit cards.
Okay, cool. So you won't need any merchant statements. Because if more than 20% of the profit was more than 20% of the business was a credit card, I'd ask for the first 4 months merchant statements. But since you don't actually use any, I think that you'll just be fine with the 6 month bank statements, the one page application, and then the two tax returns.
Okay.
That sound good?
Sure.
Is there a good email to send you this to?
It's Banco. That's BANCO.
Okay.
The number 1EJ.
EJ. @yahoo.com. Okay. I'll send these over today. If you want to fill them out by the weekend and get them to me either by the end of the day or by Monday, I should have you an answer within 24 hours.
All right.
And then I'll give you a call back. Alrighty.
All right.
Good talking to you, Eric. I'll follow you up on Tuesday just in case. And if I don't hear from you by then, if I don't see any statements, I'll just give you a call on Tuesday just to see where we're at and what you've been up to.
Okay.
Sound good?
Alright.
Alrighty, Eric. Have a great weekend.
Alright, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.